welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for May 30th comes from Deuteronomy 3. If it is tragic to read Moses' prayer that Yahweh would grant him the right to enter into the Promised Land in Deuteronomy 3, verses 23 through 25, then it is terrifying to read Yahweh's flat refusal of Moses' request. In Deuteronomy 3, verse 26, Moses says, "But the Lord was angry with me because of you and would not listen to me. And the Lord said to me, 'Enough from you. Do not speak to me of this matter again.'" What are we to take from this passage to learn about how Yahweh responds to our own desperate prayers? First, we should recognize that sin has consequences. Although God assures us of the perfect power of the cleansing blood of Jesus to forgive us of our sins, sin can still destroy relationships or disqualify us from specific opportunities for ministry. In Moses' failure, we should see a call to remain vigilant against the destructive lure of sin in our lives. Second, we should not overlook the grace that Yahweh extends to Moses to see the Promised Land before he dies. In Deuteronomy 3, verse 27, we read that Yahweh has graciously instructed Moses to look upon the Promised Land from the top of Pisgah. Although our Heavenly Father may discipline us in the same way that all fathers discipline their children, according to Hebrews 12, verses 3 through 17, we should not overlook His grace toward us when we fail. Third, we should remember that none of us is a mission-critical cog in God's larger plan. Yahweh is not dependent even upon the great Moses to bring Israel into the Promised Land. Rather, Yahweh instructs Moses to prepare Israel for their next leader. In Deuteronomy 3, verse 28, Yahweh says, "Charge Joshua and encourage and strengthen him, for he shall go over at the head of this people, and he shall put them in possession of the land that you shall see." The call on our life is not to take center stage in God's plan, but to point to the glory of Jesus. He must increase and we must decrease. When we pray with these wrong assumptions, we would do well to remember Robert Law's insight. He writes this: "The marvelous and supernatural power of prayer consists not in bringing God's will down to us, but in lifting our will up to His." We can pray in faith, knowing that, according to 1 John 5, verses 14 through 15, if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of Him. So, we ought to pray boldly and confidently, as the author of Hebrews instructs us, by lifting our drooping hands and strengthening our weak knees in Hebrews 12, verse 12. But we must do so with the recognition that God is God and we are not. For what are you wrestling with God in prayer today? Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. You can get more free Bible study resources by liking Free Daily Bible Study on Facebook at www.facebook.com/freedailybiblestudy.